how to know God is always with you, even when you are hurting. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 348, titled How to Know God is Always With You, Even When You Are Hurting. I'm here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friend, those of us who have lost a loved one to disease, or have loved ones who are fighting an illness right now, or who dread its possible return, may sometimes feel as though we're about to be overwhelmed with fear and anxiety, or that somehow God has abandoned us or doesn't care about our battles. But God's love for us is not wishful thinking. It is not a mirage in the desert of life on earth. God really does love us, and He understands. The Holy Bible tells us in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. If you or a loved one are facing sickness and disease, or as you mourn one whose life ended because of a terrible illness or tragedy, please remember that God says to those who love Him in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee." God is not an absentee father. He is a present help and refuge. We cannot see Him. We cannot physically hear His voice. We cannot literally feel His touch, but He is here with us in our times of crisis. God wants to connect with us, to encourage us in our difficulties, and give comfort for our souls. God does care about us. He has not abandoned us. He is a compassionate Heavenly Father. We do not have to face our trials, our difficulties, our suffering, our troubles, and our fears alone. The ultimate proof of God's love for us was sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, taking the punishment our sins deserve, and then rising from the grave 3 days later, as 1 John 4:9 tells us, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world to die in place of sinners, that we might live through Him." And John 3:36 says he, anybody that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. How wonderful it is to know that all who trust him fully find eternal life through him, Jesus Christ. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because of Jesus Christ, who is the God-man and our great high priest, we have a Savior who understands and sympathizes with our weakness, and the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who have placed their faith in Jesus maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. As we wrestle with living in a sinful, broken world and await the day when all things will be made right, all those who place their trust and their faith for forgiveness and eternal life completely on Jesus Christ, who died for them and rose again, can say with the words of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Pardon me. Dear friend, if you don't have the assurance of God's provision for your deepest needs, I invite you to place your absolute trust in Jesus Christ today. He is able to forgive your sin and give you not only an eternal relationship with Him, with God, but hope and peace for today in the midst of your trials, your troubles, your suffering, and your tribulations. He is able to forgive your sin and give you not only an eternal relationship with God, but hope and peace for today. For the Bible says in St. John chapter 1 verse 12 that those who believe in him become children of God, and as a child of God, you're invited to cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. With all of my heart, I receive Jesus Christ into my heart So Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, for it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is written by Ted Griffin and published by Crossway Publishers, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at crossway.org. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time.